Welcome, welcome, and thank you for tuning into Imperfect Me, where it's all about transparency, connecting, learning, laughing, loving, encouraging, and living a God-filled purpose life. This is real talk and real conversations. I am your host, Carice C., and I'm just your average imperfect girl with gifts to share. All right. I hate to do it, Bruce, but I'm going to need you to come through one more time, okay?
I was saying really quickly, that there are many ethnicities in which their community, the proof is kind of in the pudding. The proof is in the results that you could tell that the men of those ethnicities are still desiring marriage. But then there's another ethnicity in which you can also tell by the numbers and by the state of how the community is looking and moving, that there are males who are not desiring marriage. They're desiring a lot of relationship. I'm sorry?
Mm-hmm.
They're desiring a lot of relationship.
Okay,
not marriage.
So which ethnicities are you referring to? This is real talk. We can talk about this.
Okay, I'm trying to temper myself. I don't know if Sharice told you. I'm a black man. I'll speak about my people. You can tell it is evident in our community. The proof is in the pudding. If you look at the numbers, even in the church, one out of every two couples that are married are ending up in divorce, and the marriage rate has declined. That's if you look at statistics. So to answer your question plainly, it is very evident amongst our people that a lot of males are not interested in marriage. The flip side of that coin that I wanted to give you,
right,
answer is men still do desire marriage. Men, not males.
Okay.
Not males, not little boys, not playboys, not 30, 25 or 30 or 40 year old men. Men's bodies with a 15, 16 year old mind, if you understand what I'm saying. Those men, they don't want, those males, they don't want to get married. They want to play.
Mm-hmm.
But those men who understand and seek their God, who understand that they have a vision, and they understand that they need a woman to help them complete that vision. Yep. Those men, they are the ones who are still desiring marriage, Queen. That's my answer to that question.
Okay. And I agree with you. That's really good. Go ahead.
Sometimes what I've watched, and I've watched this from my sister, whom is married, and I've watched it from a couple other couples that are currently in marriage, and they got married, but I don't think that they understood. I don't think the men fully understood what marriage was supposed to be. And I think that's why a lot of men out here are scared of it, because they really don't know what it's supposed to be, or they don't want to do the work that's in it. That's why I think men don't desire it, because either they don't want to do the work, or they don't want to find out that it is more work and they have to do it.
Right. So your thought is that you don't think men, you know, are interested in marriage more?
No. I think a lot of them are focused on just relationships, long-term relationships without any full commitment.
Right.
That's just off of me being single and dating and hearing and seeing what I see on a regular basis. Even men that have a mission or have a plan and they have things that they're trying to accomplish, I've come to find out that they aren't interested because they said it'll take from their focus.
They don't want to commit. Yeah.
Well, kind of. Okay. Okay. Can I jump in for a second?
Yes. Hey, jump in. That's what this is. It's all about conversation. Real talk. Let's go.
All right. I kind of come from a different aspect of things. I actually agree with part of everybody's thinking on this, but what I kind of look at it, what I have seen, I guess you could say, is that, and I speak for myself because I am a single man and I'm almost 40 years old, is that we come from a different...
You say that like that's old. That's not old, Richard.
Yeah, well, but still, what I'm about to get into is the fact of, I look back on, for instance, my family, my parents were married for 40-some years. My dad was my mom's first, you know. They were friends since middle school, you know. They got married pretty much right out of high school. Our generation kind of was the last generation of getting to see what a family structure really was.
Right.
So I think going back to what Bruce was saying is that you do have to understand that different ethnicities were afforded different luxuries.
Right.
I don't want to speak on everybody else's ethnicity because I can't say, you know, everything that happened to them per se, but I will say though that anybody color, so I don't care where you came from, if you were of color, you had to go through some type of schooling and you had to go through some type of conformity to be here. So since we're talking about here in America here, I do believe that men 100%, I believe people in general want to have that partnership.
Right.
I don't think that it ever went away from a man that they want to have somebody that, you know what, no matter what happens, it's you and me. I can count on you. That's the covenant of marriage.
Right.
You know, you guys are together. You are one. Everybody wants that. I don't care, man, woman. Everybody wants that. Black, white, you know what I'm saying? Hispanic, Asian. Everybody wants that. But let's take it to more so the aspect of what Bruce was saying is where you can start to see the differences come in when you deal with cultures is the fact that our society, or should I say our people, have been broken up. Okay. Look at how many single parent homes there are. Most of them are women raising men. Now, for all the women that's raising their, you know, their kids, trust me, I'm not saying anything less about what you've done because you guys are excellent. You know what I'm saying? You've had to do things, you know, and take on something that you really were not, in a sense, built to do. And I mean, we have to really understand what position is in life. We have men, we have women for a reason. So the mother part is very important, just as important as the father part. So if I take away the father and I make it so that you don't have that full structure there, what are you going to grow up to know?
Right.
You're going to grow up to know nothing else but,
right,
well, I can do this on my own. Well, even though I might want this, yes, it seems too hard. Why is that? Because you have to give of yourself. Mm-hmm. To be married, that is hard. Look, I've dated other cultures, but I'm just saying for me, since we're talking like I'm really only into African American women. And it's hard. I'm not even gonna lie, it's hard dealing with my sisters because they are very combative, because it's almost like off the top, I don't need you. And that is unfortunately what they've been programmed and conditioned to do. And now on our side for the men, we've been conditioned that I don't have to commit. You see what I'm saying? I can kind of go out here and do my own thing, and it's not necessary for me to get married anymore. I can have the pleasures in the sense of having a long-term relationship and not necessarily committing, although you might want to, but those values have not been instilled in you. So you're playing a game in a sense. You know what I'm saying? Men think from a different aspect. I can love you, and I can actually know that I want to marry you, but I still might not say it to you. And that's, again, conditioning. Why? Because it's a lot of responsibility that goes into that. And if I've never been taught how to deal with responsibility, why would I put myself in that position? Because honestly, our young men might not even think that they can handle it. They have very low self-esteem because we've been built that way. So does that mean that we don't want it? No. That just means that we don't have the tools and we've been conditioned not to make that a priority anymore.
Okay, I mean.
And we have Richard Ware.
I understand.
That's good stuff, Richard.
Oh, hey, Richard Ware. Richard. I didn't know you was on.
Hi, Richard Ware.
You guys are breaking up a little bit.
Move the phone around. Can you hear me?
So
yeah,
I can hear.
All right.
So it sounds like, you know, the status of relationship with someone, having a long-term relationship is okay, but then when it comes to the legality of marriage, painting your marriage where it seems like we may be having an issue. So I hear the guy saying, you know, well, but in all honesty, I feel like we are in a time where there are tools that are out there. There are other programs, different teams that, you know, if you feel like you don't have the tools that men can go to or be a part of in order to educate themselves. If that's what we're saying is the issue is, and I do understand about marriage, families being broken up, etc. But I think sometimes we get caught up in the excuses and not say, okay, so when do we decide, or when do you know, just as the people in people decide that what happened, then we have to make a change. So I'm not a victim of what circumstances have been. Because sometimes we fall victim to what circumstances may have been, and we use that as a crutch as to why we don't do, or why we haven't accomplished certain things.
Somebody's got a lot of background noise.
Is everybody still here? Can we all hear?
Yeah, you're going in and out.
We can hear you.
Yeah.
You said I'm going in and out?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were going in and out, but somebody got a lot of background noise.
I'm here.
Okay, are you guys able to hear me clearly?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so I mean, I agree with everybody in a sense. Everybody has a point. But at the same time, like I said, you know, when do we change it? Like, it's up to us individually to say, okay, you know what, this is what it was. So how do we condition ourselves to think differently? Because just from you, you know, the responses, and especially with the guys, with your answers, it shows me that you understand what's happening. You know what's going on. You understand. So how do you fix it? So now when do we do?
Well, one of the things that we do, or we can do, is shows like yours that talk about it, and we need to start putting programs together, putting events together in which these things are discussed with younger people. And even outside of events or programs or ministries, if it's a church dynamic that you are a part of, you have ministries that teach this stuff to young people or whatever. But on the grassroots level, you can grab the young man up that live next door to you. The young man that works on your job with you, the young woman that works out at the gym that you see every day. And we form these relationships, we talk to them about these things. And we teach them. You understand what I'm saying? We become proactive.
Rebuild
and discussing these
that's
things.
That's really what community is about, you know. You know, that's what the village is about. You know, having that village and having our men to, you know, rise up. Because even, you know, I know one of the things that, you know, my husband has been really firm on, especially in church, as you know, a pastor in the church, is that we have women that are all in the church. That are, you know, our women are playing the roles that our men should be playing, basically. You know, and his biggest thing is that we, you know, our men need to rise up in general. You know, and as far as you know, the church is concerned, men are supposed to be the pillars of the church. There are things in the church that, you know, our men are supposed to be upholding and making sure and taking care of and be, you know, in the leadership positions or roles of, but they're not in those positions. Therefore, what happens is our women are doing things, are doing more than what they need to. So there's extra pressures on women to do things to be both man and woman in a sense, because men are not in their proper places. I really do feel like we're in a day and time where things can, you know, things need to be different. We have the knowledge. We understand what's happened. We know what's happened in the past. So now we need to rectify those things. But as a whole, you know, we're talking about marriage. You know, we want the commitment of a marriage without the actual marriage. And I don't think it's just me. I think that's on both sides. I think, you know, our millennials, the younger generation, marriage is not as sacred as it used to be. Anybody's thoughts?
I was basically, to touch on that a little bit, my bishop actually gives a course, and he gave it to the whole church, and he's given it like 3 or 4 times. He gives a course on, basically he breaks it down from Bible standpoint of what a man's role is, what a woman's role is, and what marriage is, and what God holds a woman and a man to as far as marriage is concerned. And then he teaches the males in the church what their role and what they're supposed to do in marriage. I think if a lot of churches or families would start teaching that, then that could be a way that people would change, maybe change their thoughts. But the other aspect of it is, I have found that I hear my sister said as soon as they got married, things changed. And if you hear your brother or if you hear your brother talking about, oh, me and her got married and everything changed and this, that, and the third, what makes that other man run and jump to get married? I think a lot of men, they do go off of what other men say. They don't say that they do, but they listen. They listen to what another man says, and it may affect them. That might be a portion of it. My brother has been married twice now. He said he's never doing it again. So him saying that may influence somebody else to not ever get married. I have friends that actively say their father told them not to get married and they're not getting married. And they're like 45 years old. So I could say some of them are interested, but I don't think all of them are.
I think that the dynamic that takes place in many churches, not all, the dynamic needs to be brought up to 2018. I think that a biblically based model of teaching, all that's cool, man. All that's cool. But there's a dynamic that's taking place in the community. Like Richard was touching on, that's not being talked about in the church. It's not being talked about in detail because we are enamored and excited about the allegory and the symbolism that's being preached from the pulpit. I'm excited about that. And Brandon, you know that's not how I want to say it, right? However, you know, being politically correct, if we begin to understand and talk about what's really going on in society, what's really happening to people of color, and how systematic racism and white supremacy has damaged the mind of people, even those who confess Christ or who are believers, if I may say it that way, the dynamic is still the same. People who are desiring marriage or who get married, most of the time they get married for the wrong reason. In addition, they get married before they are healed as individuals. There's a difference between being single and being unmarried. There's a difference. Some people are single, but most people are just unmarried. You understand what I'm saying? When you're single, you are healed, you're whole, you're not perfect, but you're whole, you're healthy, you're vibrant, you are a fully integrated single person. And one whole person meets another whole person and they come together and they make a whole family. One plus one equals one when you're single and you're whole. But that's usually not the case amongst our people. Most of us are just unmarried. We're still broken. We still have unresolved hurts. We still have issues that we haven't had healed from past relationships. And we usually come into marriages hiding. And then when the ego gets comfortable, after you get married, you done did your little 90-day probationary period. You understand what I'm saying? You got your marriage badge. The ego gets comfortable, and then the person, and then who you are, the broken areas of who you are comes forward.
Right.
Because you're comfortable now. And that's the change that people are talking about, Brandy.
Okay. Yeah, one of the things I was going to say about that after is marriage that
because the ego gets comfortable.
We enter into marriage with false expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of ties into the same thing that you're saying. You know, we come into the marriage not whole. And when you enter into a marriage, it should be two whole people coming together. But we have these false expectations of what marriage is supposed to be like. We don't see that, you know, when you actually enter into a marriage, that's when the real work begins. It's easy to date. Yeah. But maintaining and being in a marriage, that's the hard part. You know, so we come in with these false expectations of each other. We have expectations of what we think this male is supposed to be like, and you know, and vice versa. You know, we have expectations of what this female is supposed to be like, you know, and we get off track on what you actually need to be doing within the marriage, you know. So, if you come into a marriage like as a whole, then it's easier. It doesn't mean it won't be any issue, but it's just easier. And so, you know, that's one of the things that I know. For being in a marriage, that it's not easy. Marriage is by no means easy. And I think now we're in a microwave society, is what I, you know, like to say. We're in a microwave society. We want everything fast, quick,
right,
and in a hurry. We just want to, you know, we don't want to have to do no work. I think we lost Richard's.
Yeah, we lost them again.
But, you know, as a whole, because I was going to get Richard Ware to say something. Hopefully they'll come back in. But I mean, really, as in general, speaking from the African-American community, we're talking about our men. Yes, our men and our families as a whole have been damaged, you know. But again, we want this microwave thing. We want the relationship. We want, you know, we want the cake and the frosting and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. And you can have all that stuff within the marriage, but we want all of it without any ties.
Right.
So when I get ready to jump ship, I can jump ship without no problems. You know, that's kind of where this society has gone as a whole, I think. You know, I don't, because even back, you know, even back in the back then, you know, there was marriage and they honored their marriage. They might have been torn apart and separated, but they still honored marriage. Today, marriage is, you know, it's just, you know, one of those things. To most people, to a lot of people, it's just a piece of paper.
You know what? My mom and dad were together for 48 years before my mother passed away. And one Thanksgiving, I think it was two Thanksgivings before she passed, and she told me, she said, "I've gone days without speaking to your father." And I said, "What?" She said, "Marriage is not easy." She said, "We get into arguments." Yeah, and she said, "I have gone numerous days, like weeks, without talking to your father." She said, "I've come home, I've fixed his dinner, and I've walked in the living room." And that was the most realest thing she could have ever gave me. She didn't give me this fairy tale of it because I never seen them argue. But she gave me the real of, look, this is no cakewalk. This is going to be hard. Mm-mm. And I don't think a lot of people give that aspect of it. People just say marriage and they're thinking, oh, the dress, the wedding. But after that, they're not thinking about what comes after that.
Hey guys, can
is RW still on? I can. I want to hear from Richard Ware. Richard Ware, give us something.
I don't know.
Still interested in marriage.
Okay. Hold up. Let's see. Because we're trying to work out. I think something's going on with my reception here. So I don't know. Can y'all hear me okay?
I hear you a lot clearer.
I can hear you.
Okay.
So in terms of marriage, what exactly are you asking?
He came in late, so.
Okay, the question is, are men still interested in marriage? And I know that you're married and I'm married, so that's why I wanted to have some single people on. But I definitely want to hear your point of view.
So you're asking if are men still
interested in marriage?
I think men are definitely still interested in marriage. I think when you think of the institution of marriage, you like what exactly are you looking for? So like as a man, in terms of marriage and the institution of marriage, for me, it's the ultimate commitment. It's like, okay, you know what? I'm saying that you're the end all be all, and that's just me. But it's kind of like, are men interested? Yes, but as the female, when you get with the male in terms of marriage, what exactly are you looking for, or you want the male to do? If that makes sense.
Everybody's motives.
What do we want the men to do?
Well, that's kind of like what you were just talking about too, is that what's your motive?
Right. What are your motives? Okay.
I can't remember who said something because we were going in and out at the time, but somebody has spoke on the fact of, you know, you getting married for the wrong reasons. I mean, you know, people put marriage on a lot of different things, but really, what is it supposed to be? Again, now we go back to understanding that structure of what marriage was supposed to be, the institution of marriage. It's a covenant. It's a covenant of what? If you don't understand that, then you're not going to treat it that way.
Right.
So, you know, again, we go back to education. And I think, again, I was having a networking issue over here, but you were talking something about, you know, what do we do? And I mean, honestly, here is the, you know how I am on talking about things. So everybody else doesn't know, but I try to be blunt, but at the same time, I don't want people to feel down about what I'm about to say, which is that unfortunately we have to kind of accept the fact that we have raised a generation that has come away from so many of our values that allowed us to even get to this point. Mm-hmm. And in some ways you can't really go backwards, okay? But the only thing you can do is move forward. And in saying that, that means that each person that realizes that responsibility, they actually have to step up. So now, how many people are going to actually do that? Because honestly, if everybody did, we could actually have changed. That's with anything. But the problem is that it's not enough of us that even, again, here we go with culture. We have been bred and built up to not trust each other. And no matter how much we talk about community, I might not even know my name. I might know who my neighbor's name is that's right next door to me. But do you know your neighbor's name that's three doors down from you?
Wow. This has definitely been a great episode of Imperfect Me. With the topic, are men still interested in marriage? Hey, we've had so much difficulty on this particular podcast with technical issues and sound issues. And so what I'm going to do is we are definitely going to come back and do a part two. And so I implore that you guys will come back and listen on tomorrow at 10 p.m. We are coming and we are going to have back with us Mr. Bruce Oliver, Mr. Richard Wright, Mr. Richard Ware. We're going to have Miss B. Charisse. And of course, myself, your host, Carisi. And I might even throw in a special guest. Another special guest. So definitely tune in. Wow, I have been really intrigued by this. And I am just excited. You know, we've had some technical issues, but we will be back. So stay tuned. I am your host, Carisi. And I love you with the love of Christ. And there is nothing that you can do about it. Peace.